I want to speak on the death of Rick Dalton. This is something that I heard about first on Instagram, actually, but apparently it's kind of made the news rounds, and I was a bit confused at first. I didn't really understand. I thought Rick Dalton was already dead. I thought this was covered perhaps in the novelization. But apparently he just died on May 19th, and there's a whole podcast about it. The latest episode of the Video Archives is about it. And Tarantino gives some Rick Dalton history, and he even acts out this interview between he and Rick Dalton at the Hawaii International Film Festival in 1999. So, if you're into this sort of thing, it's a fascinating addition to the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood universe. If you're not a Tarantino nerd, you're not into this stuff, you might be bored by this particular podcast episode. But I found it fascinating. To me, this is sort of like the next iteration. This is like the next thing to come out from that world, from that universe. And it's still Tarantino working in that universe and playing with it. He branched out with Cinema Speculation, even though he did cover some of the same ground. But it's an entirely different thing. And now he's back working with Rick Dalton and just adding to the history, deepening it, enriching it. And that's it. I just wanted to speak on it for a little bit. I'm sure I'll have more to say tomorrow when I hop back on the pod, or later tonight. I hope everyone's having a nice Tuesday. Talk to you again soon. Peace. To me, what is maybe most interesting about the whole death of Rick Dalton thing, and this also includes, or not also, this includes, well, no, also, because along with the film and the novel, it includes the podcast episode, and it's a two-parter that I just finished listening to the first part of, on the Video Archives podcast. And then Tarantino wrote, I believe it's 5 episodes of Bounty Law, which, as far as I know, haven't been shot, unless they've been shot secretly. I'll get back to another project that I believe may have been shot secretly. And then there's also a book, and I think it's written. I think Tarantino has completed it. It's a sort of, it's a history of Rick Dalton, a biography of Rick Dalton, something of that sort. I'm not sure how much of this podcast comes from that book. But what's most interesting to me is the way Tarantino combines real, fake, and imagined, however you want to put it. So there are almost like 3 layers to it. There's like the history, the real history. There's the movie that Tarantino is making, or what the project that Tarantino is working on, whatever it is. So there are his characters, his dialogue, whatever's happening in his world, in the Tarantino world, or in the world of the story, you might say, and perhaps the plot, even though the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood isn't heavy on plot, neither is the book. Anyway, there's like the Tarantino level, which includes his characters, his dialogue, and sort of like what's happening in the scenes that he is creating. And then there's the real history behind it, what really happened in the real time period, in the real place, and what really existed. And then there's the way that Tarantino sort of like bends and twists history, and that's kind of like its own separate thing. People call it revisionist history, but Tarantino kind of like does his own thing with it, as he does with everything. So there's that. Before I forget, I recently found out not only is the Icon, is that what it's called? The Icon? It's the HBO show. I believe it's airing June 4th, which is not that far away, as I'm recording this on May 23rd, I believe. Is that the right month? What month are we in? May 23rd. So that's only like 2 weeks away. June 4th, it premieres on HBO. It features Abel Tesfaye. I think that's how you say his name. It's, he's also known as The Weeknd. It features Lily Rose Depp, and it features Eli Roth, and Strawberry from, Jesus, from Red Rocket. I'm forgetting her name now. I want to say Sadie Sink. That's a different actress, though. So, if I'm not mistaken. So, anyway, so that's that. And then I also found out, both of these I found out from Eli Roth's Instagram. I found out, I was about to plug it, but why would I do that? I found out that Thanksgiving is coming out this fall, I believe. Probably coming out on Thanksgiving, right? Or maybe not. Maybe it's before then. I forget. I think it has a release date, though, and I didn't even know this movie was being made, was being shot. I'm a huge fan of the original trailer from 2007 that premiered along with the other fake trailers and the two movies that made up Grindhouse. Very excited for this one. It seems like a secret project. Like, he just shot it without anyone knowing. I thought he was still... Well, actually, I didn't think that. Well, I thought maybe. I thought he was still in kind of, like, Borderlands world, still working on that. Maybe, like, working on post stuff, editing, effects, ADR, what have you. Character stuff. I know that I think Tim Miller was brought in for, like, for reshoots. But I thought maybe Eli Roth was still doing stuff with that. I wasn't hearing anything. And then all of a sudden, boom, Thanksgiving. It's got a cast. It features... I can't fucking think right now. Maybe it's because I have smoked. I have smoked. A little while ago. I want to say Annabelle Reed. I can't think of her fucking name. Annabelle Wright. I can't think of her name. Annabelle Ray, something like that. She's a like an Instagram star. She's like famous. Oh, Addison Ray, that's her name. Is it Ray? Is that her last name? Yeah, I think R-A-E, Addison Ray. Anyway, it also features Patrick Dempsey, who I just heard about in another context that I like couldn't remember, and I was like, wow, I just heard about fucking Patrick Dempsey, and now he's in Thanksgiving. I don't know who he's playing, if he's playing the killer, like the dad. I don't know how, you know, obviously. I don't know how Eli Roth made it into a movie. I have my theories, but I'm just really excited to see what he came up with and how he extended what is to me a famous 2-minute trailer, 3-minute trailer, whatever it is, how he extended it into a feature. And I've been waiting all this time for it to be made into a feature. In fact, I would love to see all three of them made into features. I think Don't could be like a really interesting, cool movie, even though it's perfect as that 2 to 3 minute trailer. Machete was made into a movie, and it's a movie that I kind of love and cherish. That's like a comfort food movie to me, which is probably weird to some people, but that's a movie that I put on just when I need to put something on. For example, when I couldn't smoke and it would be nighttime and I'd be needing to kind of, you know, get to bed, I just kind of put that on. It just kind of like relaxes me. which is probably weird, as I said, for most people. And Machete Kills, I actually like even more. And then, of course, Werewolf Women of the SS by Rob Zombie. I just don't see this ever being made into a movie, but I think it would be awesome as a movie. It's almost the one out of all of them that that's kind of like seems like it could actually sustain a feature length and actually be a movie. Even though I know it's kind of like the least popular of the four and the least well-known. To me, it's the one that, I don't know, I can just see, I could see how that could be a movie that, like, Rob Zombie could direct. Like, I can see those big scenes with the soldiers marching happening, and, like, the scene, of course, where the girl's, you know, strapped down, they're doing experiments on her. There seems to be, like, a plot there, and, like, larger scenes outside of just, I don't know, it's weird. It's the one that almost feels like a real trailer the most. Like, it seems like these are, like, snippets from, like, longer scenes, and it seems like this plot could carry a feature, turning, building a werewolf army, turning women into werewolves, just this insane kind of, like, fun exploitation-y movie. Rob Zombie doing a kind of, like, Haunted World of El Super Bisto thing, and that was kind of that period for him anyway, when he was getting into, like, crazy Nazi shit, but I kind of miss that period for him, actually. So, wow, I don't know how I ended up there. Oh yeah, so Thanksgiving. But yeah, no, I can totally see this being an awesome feature from Eli Roth. I think he may even be in Plymouth shooting. Oh, you know what? Maybe that's it. Maybe they're in Plymouth shooting now. I had that thought too. So I don't know, cuz the recent posts from Eli Roth were from Plymouth. And I'm not far from Plymouth. So I was thinking, like, maybe I'll go on down there and see if I can take some shots of Eli Roth and shots of the set being annoying paparazzi, but I have no idea where they're shooting. Or if they're even still shooting. I don't know. But that's Thanksgiving. And this is Video Nasties. Rest in peace, Rick Dalton. What Quentin Tarantino is doing with this Rick Dalton business is kind of new. He's doing something new with this. When was the last time you heard of a movie character dying years after the film? He's creating this larger multimedia experience. And he's creating something expansive with this, an expansive world for his characters to inhabit and indeed to die in. But he's blending reality with fiction or unreality, and he's doing it in some interesting ways, and I do think it's kind of innovative. I haven't ever seen a news story of a movie character dying, so I think that's interesting. Besides maybe like the death of Superman or something, but that's a different thing, and that's that. That doesn't really count. It's just not. It's not the same thing. It's not the same kind of news story. And I think it's important for characters to have life before the movie starts and after it ends. And I think Tarantino's always been amazing with that. One of the best, if not the best. And now his characters are truly being given a life beyond the screen, which I think is really cool and is kind of exciting. Tarantino is blending fiction and nonfiction in new and interesting ways. A lot of what is said on the podcast, a lot of the references that are made, those are real. This is Tarantino as film historian. And that was the case in the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood novel as well. And the movie, indeed. A lot of it is real. It is real history. It is deep history. And I think that you don't need to have a deep knowledge in order to enjoy it. The podcast may be a little different. If you only have a cursory knowledge of film, specifically film history, I think that it may sound like gibberish to you, at least kind of. But I mean, certainly the movie, I think, maybe not anyone, but I think many people can enjoy, and many people did enjoy. I think with each successive thing, it's getting a little bit more niche. Like, the book is a little bit more niche. You kind of have to be into it. But there's even more film history in the book. It's even more rich with references than the movie. And the podcast is no different. It's rich with references. It goes deep in ways that you can't really in a movie, or you wouldn't. At least not in that movie, the movie that Tarantino made. So you can, I mean, obviously, the characters do make references to, I mean, we do, the movie, how do I say this? The characters do make references to Rick Dalton's history and his past work and just his work in general, his body of work in general. But when you listen to this podcast, it really, really goes deep. And the book goes a little deeper. So it's kind of, yeah, same sort of thing, I guess, with what I was saying. I'm not sure. I just smoked a bowl. So that's my excuse. So, yeah, it really goes deep on his career. And it gets into film history, some of which is made up, but a lot of it is real film history. As I said, this is Quentin Tarantino as film historian. I'm Maxwell Haddad. This is Video Nasties. See you in hell. Peace.
This has been a production of Reptilian.